Social media. You know what we doing right now. that why he ain't talking right now.
Oh, my bad.
But anyway.
No attention.
We finally thought of a name. We gonna name this podcast Social Media.
Okay.
We talk about everything that goes on social media networks anyway, so why not just call the podcast that?
No.
And I don't know what's wrong with him. He's stealing his phone. He ain't talking. He ain't doing nothing.
Oh,
what's up?
Okay, my next topic.
You know, fight?
For this episode, is social media. Like, I have a lot of things that's wrong with social media today. For one, my first thing with social media is spelling.
It's what?
Spelling.
Spelling?
S-P-E-L-I-N-G. Things that niggas can't do.
Oh, spelling. Oh.
I understand that we live in a time of social media, text, and all this stuff here. But I'm 23. When I was texting, it was cool to text that way back then.
Yeah, that you are and
all the, when I was 15. That was 8 years ago.
And then when you say, like, you use the number to say a word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That type of stuff. It was cool back then. But I'm 23 now. I'm pretty sure that everybody else is grown. On my social networking.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I see people that's older than me typing the way I used to type when I was little, it kills me. Like, it really just kills me. Like, my nigga, grow up. You live in a fantasy world. You about 28, about almost 30 years old.
What? Why? I hate. You know how people be saying, like, they be on the girl pictures and stuff, and they try to say you're beautiful, but they always say your. Like Y-O-U-R instead of the Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Man.
Like, it ain't that hard. Just sign it up.
It's not the people of today have not mastered the English language, grammar, anything. Like.
Like, all you gotta do is sign it up. You are beautiful.
When people say lose, they always put loose.
Yeah, I don't get that even. Loose.
How do you get lose?
Lose do not have two O's in it.
I get L-O. S-E out of that shit. I lose L-O-S-E. How you get loose? I lose. My nigga, you lose.
Like, I was trying to read somebody. I saw somebody type that the other day, and I tried to read it. I'm like, huh? Loose. That don't even.
Your education, you loosen in education. Like, I mean, that's just how it is.
I can understand when they kind of younger and they doing that, because we did when we were young. We shorten up words. We spell lose, L-O-O-S-E, but we shorten it up.
Like, first of all, Paul, I ain't shorting lose, because lose, you can't shorten.
Yeah, you can't really shorten
lose. It's L-O-S-E. And y'all losing on life with y'all shit. I don't think y'all passed.
Now, when we say your, instead of typing Y-O-U-R, we just type you are. Or when we want to say because, we put B-C-U-Z. I mean, we used to. Nah, it just...
Nah, I mean, if you don't type proper English, don't talk to me.
Yeah, because I can't text nobody that don't really type proper.
Okay,
and my thing is, I don't... People say most people text like they talk, but me, I'm country, and I still don't text like that, so I don't know.
Anyway.
He on Snapchat. Y'all add him on Snapchat.
The Buddha, T-H-U-G-B-U-D-D-H-A, all word.
Too far back. Dang, too far back. You were too far back.
Anyways, add me on Snapchat. The Buddha, all one word. T-H-U-G-B-U-D-D-H-A. On some serious stuff. But back to what I was talking about. My second thing that gives me most about social media is pictures. It's not just like regular pictures. I don't understand the reason for the y'all think y'all models in these pictures.
With these filters, where you going at?
With these filters, fat chicks thinking they fine. Like, my nigga.
Some people like big girls. Some people like big
girls. Man, F that. I don't like big girls. I don't want to see that shit on my Facebook.
Huh?
I don't see that shit on my Facebook, on my Instagram, on my Twitter.
You don't see no naked fat girl.
But still, though, it's the thing. The point is, who told these ugly women they find they could take these pictures like this? Like, they just like,
yeah, man, I just saw a girl on somebody on Instagram. Like, she looked like a dude, bro. But for some reason, they like, you're beautiful because they had their clothes off. Like, just because she's showing little titties and stuff don't mean she beautiful. Might be fine, but don't mean you're beautiful.
I don't like
it though, cause like when you can't date a girl that naked on Instagram and Snapchat and stuff. Like, she's showing everybody what she got.
My mama on Facebook. So ain't no way I'm finna date a girl that is naked on Facebook that has something showing. Think about it. If you can't average 50 likes for your face, that should tell you off the muscle. A face picture can't get you 50 likes.
Yeah, that should tell you.
That should tell you something. But if you pick, if you post a picture with your body and something revealing, mm-hmm. and you get 100 likes, that should tell you something. Niggas don't view you for the same for your face picture. They view you for your body.
Some girl.
Most girls.
There's some cute girls.
Most women.
Yeah, most of
70% type. No, I'm telling you. 60% type.
Most of the ones on my Instagram, oh yeah, they cute. Most of them. I got some ugly ones on there too, but most of them cute.
Like, I say for every 10 beautiful women, I have one ugly too.
Yeah.
That's my ratio.
Yeah. That's true.
And it's cute, like I said. Women now, they models, they take pictures, photo bombing, all type stuff. It just like aggravates my nerves. Another thing that kills me is people who write them long statuses, expecting niggas to read. Yeah, expecting a nigga to read it. I mean, I'm scrolling. Like, I say about half of that stuff, people just hit like on it because they see it long. Other probably get something good and just like that and keep moving.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I probably read like the couple of like first two sentences. If it sound like you're going in the right spot, I probably like, depending on who it is.
Nah. Like me, I'm not even finna sit here and try to applaud. And just,
I read, I probably, like, if it's too long, I ain't gonna read it. But if it's like a paragraph, I probably read it. Some people trying to type an essay.
And that's why I be on Twitter half the time. Twitter, you can't do that.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
You got 40 character limit on that guy. So I don't hear no, I don't see no long statuses. Again, hit me up on Twitter. Lucci Brassy, LUCCI_Brassy, BRA.
You heard about the dude that landed the, what's it called, the droid helicopter thing?
Nah.
Onto the U.S. Capitol line?
Nope.
They arrested that dude.
Why?
Because he landed his droid on U.S. Capitol line. That what I just read?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Hold
on. Let me find it. Like, bro, what you gonna do? Shoot him? Like, I don't know what the thing do, to be honest with you. I don't even...
Like, the sayings nowadays, like...
You get arrested for anything these days.
Yeah.
You can't even whoop your chip.
Man, I ain't talking about that right now. I'm still on this social media. Sayings, nigga said, on God. Nigga, so what you putting on God, my nigga? On some real shit, like, what are you putting on God? Really? Let me know. If y'all posting pictures of food, like, nigga, this is not the Food Network. I don't care what you ate last night. And they feed me, it fed you. So you showing the rest of the world that nobody cares about your food. That's all I'm saying.
Your food pics?
Yes.
I did that one time.
And coming down to the woman first Wednesday.
Oh, I do that.
I do it too, yes, of course. Everybody has a woman first Wednesday. But, my nigga, if your woman first Wednesday is different every Wednesday... I'm gonna need you to kill it.
Yeah, I know I had at least one or two 40. Girls consistent, and that's Ashley and Scotty Rubber. Y'all know her. She's sing. Well, some people know. I don't know. She ain't no A-list singer.
Right. I'm just saying though. If you're a woman, Chris,
Ashley, say, you know what it is, girl.
Anyway, shut up. Every time we're talking podcast, you're trying to shout out to some girl. Anyway, if your woman Chris Wednesday is different every single Wednesday, it is obviously that you a hoe. And obviously you ain't talking to none of these hoes.
Man Crush Monday too.
You trying to get their attention by them being your woman Chris Wednesday.
Man Crush Monday too, because some of these girls be doing it too.
I'd rather see a woman with a Man Crush Monday that's different. That's different every time.
Nah, yeah.
Like they be really on point.
Sometimes they I saw the girl do like the same dude for like 2 weeks and then switch it up.
You know what I'm saying? See, type stuff. That's real crush because you crushing on the person. But niggas take this to the screen every day. It's a different one. No. What I put a status? I need a woman crew Wednesday.
Why your woman?
Thank you, main nigga. Why your woman crew Wednesday one for last time? Like, what's the response? Like, somebody give me a response. Why your woman Chris Wednesday is different every time? Please. Like, my woman Chris Wednesday for last place 2 Wednesdays has been the same.
Basically, nigga, you woman Chris Wednesday to tell these girl that they want to hit one time. That's basically what it is. Like, hey, girl, you my woman Chris Wednesday. Let me see what that pussy like. We going on about our business. That's it. Some people, not everybody, some people. I think he back on Snapchat or something, I don't know.
Facebook.
Yeah, it was something. He always talking about social media, but he stay on it.
I stay on social media because that's where my business works, social networking. Anyways, shout out to me and my cousin Big D. You know, we run the game on the Snapback, some buck ass. You know, if you be on my Snapchat, you'll see me with probably wear a different hat every time or buck ass. Just, you know, add me on Snapchat. Again.
Don't head in.
So, you know, that's the best thing about social networking. You can't get your business out there, yeah. Like money-wise. And that's what I'm talking about.
That's true.
And like honestly, your woman Chris Wednesday back on that, she'll be with your mama sometimes. Sometimes your woman Chris Wednesday should be your mama.
Yeah, honestly, my mama, my auntie.
You know what I'm saying? Family. People that have been there for you. You know what I'm saying? Your woman Chris Wednesday should always have to be your bae. And that starts me on that stuff. Before anyone else. That what that means.
Oh, bae?
Yes. I ain't putting nobody before me. It should be before anyone else but myself. And try to put that into a word. So, yeah. And they will call anything bae. Food. Water. Teddy bears. They pillow. They bed. They mama.
I call my microphone, bae.
Think about it. If you're talking about bae, you're talking about a person that you have sexual relations with in a relationship with. So you're telling your relationship with your mom, y'all had sexual relations.
I call my microphone, bae.
You had sexual relations with your bae, with your microphone.
Every day. I talk it to her every day.
That's what I'm talking about. That's some real homo shit. Like, I'm not caring to call anything bae. First of all, I don't even like the word. I'm going to use baby.
You see how you talking to you bae?
Boo.
You see how you talking to you bae?
Stop that. Like, real, like, if that.
Don't hit bae.
Bae, I don't care about bae.
But yeah.
So, don't call everything bae. Bae is just not a word. Bae is a word, and now it's like, I love you. Basically, now. Bae is the new I love you. That's all I'm saying. Like, and while I'm tired of now, I'm tired of everybody having kids and then putting their pictures of their kids all over my timeline. I understand that y'all had kids at these young
age. Feel like you raising yourself,
don't. Thank you. Like, I don't went through your whole stage of life. So when you get part 18, 19, oh, I mean, you was this little girl. I don't know you.
You don't know me,
but I know you become pussy.
From when she first showed a bump.
Like that.
Sky got a cute baby. It's good. Sky can get it.
Oh, I'm sorry. If every picture that is of you in the club, I understand that you have no life. You don't do anything outside of going out.
I don't see how people go to the club like that.
Every weekend.
I can't.
You just got to be there. Money to be at the club. Years.
No, I wouldn't say years.
This has been years.
A couple months. I went to Whip.
It's been years for me.
That fast, I've been longer than that. But yeah, I can't do it. Like you can stay at the house, cause you listen to music, you with people
that you don't even know.
Yeah, and then you dance.
Mm-hmm.
You can go get you a radio player, CD player. Matter of fact, you don't even need all that. Plug your iPhone up to your radio, like everybody else do. Play the music. Get on Facebook and Twitter like you always do. Invite people over. Had a liquor, and you in there. Cause much money that you spend at the club to get in and pay for the drinks at the club, you spend that same amount buying the liquor for your own party. So what's the point of going to the club?
Thank you.
That's my look at it. What you doing?
So, on Instagram.
Disney.
Looking at my baby, or her fine self. Don't let my girlfriend hear that. Anyway. My next thing is on social media promotions. My nigga, I don't want to listen to your mixtape. I don't know you.
I ain't got a mixtape in a minute, so I can't.
Your music probably sucks. And I'm not going to waste my time to listen to it. And you already, like, on my nerves with
now,
these promotions.
I don't mind promoting if you do it, like, I'd say probably not every blue moon, whatever. You know, if you do it every blue moon, cool. Promote whatever you got going on. But people that post it back to back to back, like, you just posted it 10 times in one day. What's the point? If nobody listened to it the first couple of times, why keep doing it? I don't get it. Like me, when I used to put out mixtapes, because I ain't put out one in, I don't know how long, about years now. But me, when I used to put them out, I probably say go listen to it probably 2 times that day, and I'll probably wait before I say it again, because me, I'm kind of lazy anyway. So, yeah, but basically don't feel people mentions and notifications up with go listen to my mixtape. Don't nobody want to hear all that.
Nigga, fuck your mixtape.
That's basically what it is. Well, why he doing that? For everybody that want to act again, my homeboy Derek Evans, he wrote this short film called, let me look, Bloody, and it will be submitted into the Sundance, Tribeca, and, I don't know how to say that, Cannes Film Festival. He looking for a female, 21 to 32, Caucasian, I don't know what that is, Caucasian dude, 40 to 60, 5'11", Benny, Caucasian, 5'7", I guess any age, Joey, African-American, 5'10", or whatever, you gotta be 5'10", at least. Somebody named Snitch, so I guess he snitch a lot, I don't know, Caucasian or African-American, don't matter, any height, any weight. And the deadline for this is April 17th. Must be available May 2nd, 3rd, 6th, and 16th. Let me see. Feminine Atlanta, you get IMDb credit. And you send submissions to bloody.casting@gmail.com. bloody.casting@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put what character you submitting for. And include your name, email address, phone number, location, age, height, weight. Send 3 photos. And attach a short video clip. Oh yeah, you must be able to speak like the British accent. So yeah. And a reel in resume if you got one. So yeah, that's my promotion. Anything, bro?
See, that was not a bad promotion. Like, niggas kill me with club promotions. All up and down my wall. Come to club, such and such. Free drinks, bro. Nigga, it's like I don't really care, but I don't really care.
And you know they love to say, ladies free until 11.
Nigga, ladies should be free until 1 o'clock, my nigga.
And you know why ladies free? Because they going to charge the dude the same price that the girl's supposed to pay. People just get in the club. I don't know, man. I mean, the club owners making money. They making money, but... making money.
I don't care if you're making money though. Like, my nigga, if you gonna take drinks free to 11, like, what's the point? The club don't start get popping at 11 o'clock.
That's true.
Like, 11, 12 o'clock, people start actually coming. So basically, you was free until people actually start coming. How did that sound? Really?
They show up though.
Promotions show up.
I don't know, man. Like,
other things like Snapchat. Okay.
What about Snapchat?
Snapchat killed me on the point of people snapping shit that don't really interest me. I understand that you know, having fun, your little Snapchat, music blasting and all that shit, but when you start playing the church music, that's when you start going too far from it.
Church music?
Yeah.
People play church music on your Snapchat?
Yes. Like, now just on Sundays. Like, they play church music Thursdays, Fridays, and type shit. Like, my nigga, I don't care about that. That's, don't... Not saying I don't care about the Lord, but...
Nah, I know, man.
It's like... I don't want to hear that on Monday. Like, on a Sunday, I understand. I'm praising God. Like, I feel you on that one. But you playing that on a Tuesday, on a Thursday or Friday or something?
They just love gospel, man.
No, and that must. I mean, it's love. It's a lot of love for the Lord in the world, but ain't that much love for music. Shout out to the Drake hand.
That true. I can't even say that.
Okay.
I don't know who you got on your Snapchat.
My Snapchat is filled with dumb idiots, fat chicks, and almost a little bit of fine women. That's my Snapchat. Shout out to the fat women. Your Snapchat is looking great.
She can get it, boy.
Yes, she can.
What the hell I got with it all today, but, I mean, I don't know, we ain't that well. I forgot that I had something going on. Baby, that is you, man. Look at that baby.
And that's nothing. And then some babies be ugly. Like,
you're some mess mirror for these black babies up here.
Man, stop playing.
For real.
I'm finna go home. Like, don't put no picture of no ugly baby. I understand that your baby part look good to you in your eyes, but to everyone else, man, look at here. It's the joke of the day. It's like Charlamagne the guy, the donkey of the day type stuff.
Okay, now.
Man, like, shout out, Brady. Shout out to Brady Idiots, man. If y'all don't listen to that podcast, that y'all need to listen to.
Yeah, Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne the Guy. Y'all go listen to Brady Idiots, man. Yeah, they the one that got us doing this podcast. I ain't to be honest
like,
with you.
They were an inspiration for me. Like, all for us.
I mean, I know ours probably ain't as funny as that because we just talking about, like, the news or whatever. I don't know what we talking about. We just talk about random stuff.
Like, I'm talking about social media and stuff that killed on me. Social
I mean,
media
this one is about social media. I mean,
and we are
overall,
called social media.
Overall, it's just like random social media events, basically.
Like, for real. So I'm just like, yeah, you know?
We kind of like, we don't go and try to research what we talking about in that, because if we see it on social media, we're going to report it.
There you go.
You feel me? Like, and if we wrong, let us know. We don't care, though.
That's like when Plies got slammed. Like, that was all over
social media.
Like, that was all over social media. You know, some stuff in the world was happening at the same time.
Yeah.
The main focus was Plies getting slammed. You know, he did beat the nigga. So, the man got slammed. So, what?
He was off guard, really.
Real well. Like, dude came to sit the man hand, play like he ain't know the nigga and do a life for that. I mean, I respect your music, your host.
People swear, like, Clive was broke before he started doing a little comedy thing on Instagram. But, man, y'all gotta understand, like, us from, like, being in the South, we see the nigga, like, doing shows, like, every time, man. Like, this, he ain't just started doing shows because of Instagram. He been doing them since, like, right, like since he been doing a little what it was, Busted Baby and Shouty and stuff. Ever since then, he kept doing show. It wasn't he ain't stopped. But people that's like up north,
that don't know,
they didn't know about that.
Up north people never know any better anyway. Like, seriously, up north people are the most aggravating, rude ass people. Like down here, we know we have Southern hospitality. Like, nigga, if I walk down the street, everybody down the street going to basically speak to me.
It's so like when you drive and you just wave to people, like, you don't even know them, but you just going to wave.
You going to wave. Just go past something else. Up there, you drive down the street, ain't about looking at you and like, stunning you.
You going to walk down the street.
You look at them, you basically might get shot. Ain't no opening doors for people. Ain't no holding doors for people.
Yeah,
if you hold a door for a nigga, like, they going to look at you screaming, like, my nigga, what you doing? Like,
you gay nigga?
I got this shit, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, how it is, though, man.
It's down here, different. Like, we hold doors. We speak to people we don't speak to. It's, you know, just
how we is, man.
It's like how it is.
We say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and no, ma'am. Like,
there is your son, no son. Stop it, money.
Like, when I was in the military, and I had, you know, I get ready to get discharged, the medical discharge, though, and I was at that hospital, or whatever, and this woman was talking to me, and I was like, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and all that. She was like, why do you keep saying that? You make me feel old. I'm like, no, it's just respect. It ain't no old thing. It's just respect. I don't know, man. I guess you went from the South. You never know when you in the Army. Everybody be from everywhere.
Thank you. So, that's my biggest thing. It is like, here, hospitality, there, nothing to talk to. Niggas a fatality out there.
Like, niggas ready to kill.
Like, Mortal Kombat, ready to knock you off. It's like, still break bones. I mean,
I would never want to live up north, but I like to visit places, so yeah, I visit. I don't want to live up there. I like the South too much for that.
I'd rather be
in the country than in the city.
True. Only up place north I want to visit is California.
That's west.
It's still north. North and south still.
It's split.
You know what I'm saying? Go to the south side of California, you get that
Southern California.
You get the Southern hospitality. You go to the north side of California, you're going to get the fake
town. They call it Northern California, Southern California.
You know what I'm saying? That's how bad that shit.
Kind of like, well, Texas ain't like that. Texas just the south. People like, they so country in Texas, that's just the south. Because everything in Texas do, Georgia about do the same thing.
Tennessee, all that stuff. Yeah. Virginia type shit. But anyways, my biggest thing is on social media. And you know, we
bad social media.
Twitter, I understand that you tweet your life away, but don't fill up my timeline. Please don't. You are not the only thing I want to see. I have a lot of other followers, basically, to look at, and you all can see to my two board and all this. Don't let my cousin Jay on when he was on Twitter.
Huh?
Don't let my cousin Jay on.
What I do?
Fill up my timeline to my two board and talk to all the hoes that I don't care about.
Unfollow me, nigga.
Yeah.
Cause I still do. No, I don't. I can't even.
Instagram.
Like that. I barely be on Twitter, Facebook, anything. I be on Instagram now.
Instagram. Don't do no more. To be honest, bitch rate feature.
I did. To be honest, one time on Instagram. I don't even know why I did. I deleted it right after I posted it, though.
I don't want to see 1,000 other pictures of other people who you talking about. I want to see a picture of you.
Oh, no, don't do it like that.
Scroll on to the next person. You talking about this person, that person.
When I did, I put the To Be Honest picture up there, and then I go into their DM. Because being a thirsty nigga I am, I only do the females that I think look good. And I'm going to talk to them in their DM.
That's another thing that's good. Nigga, stop being so thirsty on these pictures like my
professor. Heck yeah.
Like, if you see a fine girl, you don't gotta come in like the picture and keep moving.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, you're so fine. Da, 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 da. Niggas, kill that. Like, for real. They ain't gonna talk to
that's
you.
That's how once I do time, I drink your bath water. Bro, she ain't that bad, bro. Thank she you. Cute. She ain't that bad.
She cute.
She ain't cute. She hittable.
There you go. Shout out to Tonsville for that saying that we've been saying since we moved like
Tonsville.
But yeah, like, don't be super thirsty, my nigga. Like it, keep it moving. If you do come in and say you look good, and that's it. Keep it. The main thing is keep it moving. If you try out your best, it's called a thirst trap for a reason.
Yeah, true. I mean, you see a lot of them.
They are thirst trapping these niggas and they still falling for it. It's like catfishing.
Basically.
If you still falling for a catfish after that show came out and they got 3 seasons of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, man. You really need to better your life.
They got 3. I thought they had like 4 or 5.
I don't know, man.
They got a lot of them. It should have went past the first season, baby.
Thank you. After the first season, everybody should know, but okay, this nigga catfish.
Like,
this bitch catfish.
How, like, you got Skype, you got FaceTime, you got Uvu, you got Snapchat or something. I don't know.
You got Snapchat,
something.
Instagram, all this nigga.
Like, put it like this. If you feel like getting catfish,
Brian,
you talking to him.
Huh? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, if you feel like getting catfish. And you talking to them, and every time you bring up video chat, they making an excuse. Stop talking to them. Obviously, they ain't the person they say they.
Tell them they're a catfish. Exactly. I told that bitch girl she was a catfish. Like, man, you want FaceTime? I don't feel like it. You a catfish. Exactly. That was the first time. I'm already putting my shit catfish.
And then most of the time, if they real, you call them catfish. Oh, they gonna call you. They finna video chat.
And get what she did. She called me, and she was fine. I was like, you no catfish. And she hung up on my face. I was like, yeah. What talking about? Oh. Well, I lost a good one.
Dang.
Me being
be like that sometimes, though. You got to be sure, though.
I can make no mistakes. But, like, don't sit here and fall for that. Like, thirst trap is like catfishing. You fall for it. My nigga, don't. Yeah. Don't fall for it. Like, seriously, like, keep it moving. Like, this is saying that I learned how that work. You got to move on for better economics. Like, let's say the biggest thing is like move on. Please don't fall for the thirst trap. Don't fall for the catfish. And we got a special guest today.
Too many people in here. Nah, boy, I gotta lit my window.
We got a special guest. Young man. Hi. Young man named Marcus.
Big Mark.
Tell me what up, Mark.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Mark Murphy.
What do you
want to
say?
Y'all, I just came in, but I'm going to get in the next conversation.
He like we were talking about being idiot. Mm-hmm. That nigga like whack. He going to say something, but you ain't going to never see that nigga face.
There you go.
He do too much dirty stuff. You and your girl still good?
Fuck no. It's on to the next.
Oh yeah, this is like what that other podcast we did. Anyway, he like the undisclosed person we were talking about.
Yeah,
he don't care what they look like.
He don't care what they look like as long as they open their legs.
Bro, I'm about to go off, bro.
What's up?
Look at my shit.
Connect out to him, nigga.
My shit ain't even supposed to be like that, dog. That means my phone probably fucked up.
You can put on when I, you can put it into my computer and do the iTunes thing.
What y'all talking about?
More of the stories is here. I'm going in this one quick because I have something to do.
All
right. One, on social media, don't fall for the thirst traps and don't fall for the catfish.
Two.
Nigga, if you ever put a promotion on my Facebook, I promise you I will block you.
Please don't come over here talking about it. Go listen to my demo.
Hey, that's
buy that. My weave.
Thank you.
Trying to sell some shoes.
Thank you.
And nigga, you ain't got no eye for $150.
Thank you.
And what the three? What's three?
Three. If you gonna post pictures, please don't post pictures of food. I mean, that's something I don't care about. Of your kids from the age of and, 1 month to 18 years.
It ain't even 1 month, bro. It's like when they got their baby bump. Like as soon as they get that first baby bump, bro.
Play from the womb to 18 years.
And I think that's it.
I know, I had a lot more. It's like five.
Yo.
Four. Fat chicks, please understand.
Don't pose with Nick.
Thank you.
Just holla at your boy, though. Shit, fuck that. We can go eat.
Oh, yeah, that nigga do like fat chicks.
BBW.
Right.
And five.
Five. Oh, man, my last most important thing in the world.
What's up?
Stop with the spelling.
Oh, yeah,
learn
spell right.
Correct grammar. Please, just me. No. Finally. So, what y'all say?
If y'all hear a little baby voice, that's my little brother right here. Say hey. Say hey, Jay.
No.
But, yeah, that's it. We out. Shout out to Mark coming through.